For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
For yourself, pray that this morning you would receive something from God. You will leave his presence with something mighty, something great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Father, thank you one more time this morning for a great opportunity to be here, to be in your presence, to even worship you, to hear your word. I pray for everyone here that this morning you will speak to us. Let there be no hindrance to your word. Let us not fight your word. Let us not be offended by your word. Instead, let us embrace it, that we would reap the full effects in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. So today is our last day in terms of our last Sunday in terms of the series that we are on. If you notice in this church, we always have series in a 4-week period, 6-week period. So we have in the past few weeks been looking at how you can preach salvation. We've been having a Bible study dealing with the topic how you can preach salvation, and we've been using this as a guideline, this book, How You Can Preach Salvation, by my father in ministry, my spiritual father, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. It's been a blessing. I have been blessed as I preach it. Because you get blessed by, I tell you, when the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive, it's very true. Because as you share Christ, you see that a lot of things in your life would also begin to drop. As we've shared it, we've seen the benefits, things that we should be telling people why they should become Christians, that we ourselves, we seem not to be enjoying, isn't it? And it sort of corrects us and puts us on the right path. So let's look at another chapter, and that will be chapter number 99. Again, as you see, I've always been in the middle of the book and at the end of the book. I think Lady Pastor must have shared from the beginnings of the book. There's no way we can finish all. There were 100 chapters, and we've had 6 Sundays. There's no way we can finish it. So this will be... So this does not mean that this is the end of it all. Amen. We would keep reading it, and I believe that we have been sharpened in terms of how we can share salvation. So sharing salvation in this way, Jesus and the 10 lepers. Give glory to God. So you can share salvation by talking about or preaching about or teaching about or sharing with people Jesus and the 10 lepers. So let's take our scripture reading from Luke chapter 17 and verses 11 to 19. Luke 17, can we have it on the screen? Luke 17, 11 to 19. Today is a very busy day. We have a wedding after service in another place. So this weekend has been very busy. I think next weekend is also going to be equally busy. Luke 17, 11. It says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Now, this, we would not be reading about this scripture or this passage if the 10 lepers had not made the effort, if the 10 lepers had not prayed, if the 10 lepers had not lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Your healing and your miracles would not come automatically. Jesus or God may do it, but when you read the miracles, I learned this from Kenneth Hagin, when you read the miracles in the Bible, you see that many times, most of the times, more than 70% of the times, miracles of healing or miracles, whatever you want, were initiated by the one who needed it. Yeah. Very few occasions, like the pool of Bethesda, that those are very few occasions where Jesus just walked in and did a miracle. And even though he just did one, he healed one person and walked away. The normal, regular, routine way of receiving is to reach out for your miracle. It is to reach out for your miracle. It is to reach out for your miracle. If you are too lazy to reach out for your miracle, you will not have your miracle. If you are too lazy to pray, you will not have miracles. If you are too lazy to study God's word, you will not have your miracles. If you are too lazy to reach out to build your faith. You see, faith is the capacity, gives you the capacity to receive from God. Without faith, you will not be able to receive from God. See, faith is like the currency, the trade currency of the heavens. If you want something from God, you must believe. He says, whoever cometh to him must believe. First, believe. You have to believe. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It is not just by staying at home and relaxing and being a church member and not even by even just paying your tithe. It doesn't come also by crying. It doesn't come also by feeling sorry. It is faith. 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 Faith in God that makes you receive. All right. So, and they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Let's go on. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, isn't it? And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Amen. So that is the passage. So what do we learn from here? Number one, look in the book. Those who don't have the books, don't worry, we'll do it such that you would, if you're a visitor, you would follow. So it says, Jesus healed 10 lepers in one stroke. The power of Jesus Christ is available for many. God can do 10 miracles of the same kind in one day because his power is awesome. The power of God can cure incurable diseases. In those days, leprosy was an incurable and unsurmountable disease, isn't it? And the best is 11 and 12. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar. So Jesus healed all 10. One touch. And leprosy in those days was like cancer. Yes, it was like cancer. You see, as sin abounds more and more and deep, and we go, you know, I believe that there are some sins that didn't exist. Yeah. Some of the immoral sins in this present world are now more refined and advanced. Yeah. At least some of them, you could only do it when you were in the presence of a certain person. But now you can stay remotely and create the same sin. So there's advancement of sin. You see, and as sin has abounded, through the grace of God also abound more. But as sin has abounded, what we see more is more of the result of sin, which is death, both spiritual and physical. Yeah, certain diseases have been released more. Yeah. So those days, they didn't think about HIV. But now there's HIV. But what I want you to know is that no matter the incurable disease that you have, God can heal you. I said, God can heal you. Amen. If you would take time to yourself and take time to build your capacity to believe God and to have faith in God. See, a lot of times you wait for calamity to hit. You must develop yourself. Be serious. Be a serious Christian. Don't become a serious Christian after you've been given bad news. In fact, when you're a very serious Christian, you're able to even ward off bad news. Yes, because you can fight something or push something off before it even develops. Are you understanding? So Jesus heals. Stand to your neighbor and say, Jesus heals. So if you are here and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, or we are telling you as we are studying God's word, that Jesus heals. On the basis of that, believe in him and he will heal you. And not only will he heal you, but he will also save you. Amen. Number two, incurable diseases are death sentences. That is why mercy from God must be sought. The 10 lepers were wise to seek for mercy and nothing else. Yeah? Did you notice that they said in verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said unto Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Because it's a death sentence. If you are given an incurable disease report, it's a death sentence. One of the ways to reach God is to cry for mercy. God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me. You know, in this church, we've gone through periods and years where we have different slogans. One of it is mercy. We've been playing, say, mercy. Z. You know, it is true that we are excited about saying this, but the reality of it is that it's also truth. Amen. We must pray for mercy. Amen. We must pray for many times under breath, under the tone of my breath, I'll say mercy. And I mean it, that God have mercy. But sometimes you think and you see how far or how wrong you were. Lord, have mercy. We should constantly be crying for mercy. Don't be proud and feel like you don't need mercy. Are you understanding? Yes. Number three, it says the miracle happened to the 10 lepers as they obeyed the commandment of the Lord. It was only as they went to see the priest that they realized that they were healed. As you obey the instruction of the man of God to stand, to open your eyes to walk, you will discover that the power of God has healed you. So obedience, somebody say obedience. Obedience. Bishop has been talking about obedience these days, isn't it? Obedience to the instruction. He says, and when he saw them, that's verse 14, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. As they went. I mean, they were not cleansed before they went. You see, now you think about it. What is the connection between going to show yourself to the high priest? See, because the high priest was like the physician. If you needed clearance, medical clearance, a back to school note or a back to work note, in those days, when you had something that you were not supposed to be in public because you were so contagious, or you had something that was contagious, the high priest had to clear you. The high priest had to say, it's okay to go back to work. It's okay to mix with the other people because now you are not contagious. So you think about it. What is the sense, Auntie Jane, in he telling somebody who had the contagious to go and see the high priest? And he knows that when they say go and see the high priest, you understand. Because you are going for your back to school or back to work note. And he says, go and see the high priest. It didn't make sense. Yes, makes no sense. I still have my leprosy. And you are saying, go and see the high priest. And this is what makes a difference. Obedience. Obedience, like we said in the beginning, I think our verse for the week just fits. Doing things without disputings. Just obey. Simple obedience. Simple obedience. Simple. Bishop said that obedience to even start First Love Church, which is now a major denomination in our UD, is what has even kept him going. Yeah. Recently, one Bishop Ayedepo was, I saw a little clip, he was wishing him this year a happy birthday. One of the things was Bishop Ayedepo said is that he's made himself, he's chosen right things in that, not, I'm not quoting verbatim, but he said he's chosen right things that make him relevant.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. This morning I was just telling Lady Pastor as we're coming in the car that it looks like in life. Are you listening?
Yes.
We get to point in our lives like they are like junctions. You can either make a left, you can make a right, you can make, and sometimes it's not even like a regular junction where there are only it's a four-way. Sometimes it's a six-way or eight-way. There are many routes, and at that point, when you make the right choice, I mean the wrong choice, you've ruined your life. Your life will never become what it's supposed to. You've gone, I mean, can you imagine? You have to pick something up in Maryland, and now you are going to Buffalo. I mean, how will you get it? Do you see? And by the time you even realize and make a U-turn and come to all the way to, you see that probably it's even too late. The thing has even moved on. You see? And Christians, listen to this. Christians, a lot of times we are very good at arguing with God. Yes. Oh God, why did it happen? God, why did it happen? What did it happen? You made it happen. You made it happen. It has nothing to do with God. That is why we must be very careful to obey.
Amen.
It's true. It's true. I am very careful to obey. And I'm telling you, when you want to obey, you will see that many times you will do things that don't make sense. Giving to myself, being myself. There are many things I'm doing now that I will not do. Because I don't like them. There are things in ministry I just don't like. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. Recently I called Apostle. I went back to negotiate. I said, this thing that you are, it's not in me. Can you give me permission? He said, no. So unhappily I went back and I did it again. Because I understand obedience. It's not about comfort.
Thank you.
It's about obedience. Yes, it's about obedience. And I'm telling you, some of it will heal you.
Amen.
Some of it will deliver you.
Amen.
Yes. Go and show yourself. What is the sense in it? Obedience is key to your miracle. Turn to your neighbor and say, obedience is key to your miracle. In John chapter 2, we read about the first miracle that Jesus did. I don't know whether Jesus get crushed at the wedding. He and his disciples were invited. All right, my fault. God forgive me. But he was there. And when they needed wine, Jesus' mother had to plead. Say, Jesus, they need wine. He said, why are you trying to even without Mary even answering, Mary just turned to her and said, just do whatever he tells you to do, do.
Wow.
And of course, the instruction was foolish. Fill this pot with water. Ah, we are looking for wine. We are looking for wine. Start a cell center. Let's start cell centers. Be a member of a cell center. Have a meeting once a week. It's a problem. It is a problem. You see, don't expect, when we talk about obedience, don't expect some ridiculous instruction from. These are simple instructions. Simple instructions. God has laid it on the heart of your leader. And even this is not even coming from me directly. Because you can see that is a trend. That is what our spiritual father is doing. And I'm just following him. And even if I'm convinced, because I believe God has spoken, start self-centered. Just be. Let every church member start a self. You don't know what that will deliver you from. You don't know. But rather, you have many excuses why you cannot meet. Why you cannot meet once a week and spend 1 hour. There is every excuse not to. Okay, be there. Be there. Those who can meet me. Obedience. Simple obedience. Simple obedience. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Where I work now, I'm tired. When I drive, my knee hurts. I mean, I can get up from there. I'm driving, I've been doing this for years. I'm 54 years old now. I've been doing commuting for years. It's a very nice job. Good people. My boss is excellent. And I've been crying to God, I need to change it. But all I keep here is wait. Wait. And I've had opportunities. I can change it barely if I say wait. I would take the inconvenience of having discomfort in my knee and keep going. Yeah, what I've rather tried to do is make my going a little more comfortable because I need to keep going. And I realize as I'm there, I'm being blessed even more. I will not stop it. You see, your obedience is critical to your miracle. Obedience is an integral part of faith. If you have faith, it's shown by your obedience. Yes. And as you obey first, you now then begin to see the miracle that you need. Yeah. Obedience sometimes is not, it means discomfort or inconvenience. You do things that you don't necessarily have to do. Amen. So these 10 lepers, as they went, as they began the process of going. Yeah. Listen, we make and unmake ourselves our destinies by our obedience. As you sit down here now, listen, it is true the devil is there. It is true that the devil wants to destroy us. It's true. It's not superstition. Bible says we have an adversary. Do you see? But the truth also is that what you are today is purely a factor of your decisions. It is a product of your obedience and disobedience. Yeah. Why do I say so? Because the Bible says that, and give no place to the devil. And give no, if you obey God, you will not give a place to the devil.
Amen.
Yeah. If you obey God, you will not give a place to the devil. But if you don't obey God, you take chances. And what happens is you end up giving place to the devil. And then, of course, the devil, when you give him one foot, he comes with two. And then soon he brings a chair. And then the next day he brings a bed. Then he brings a dining table. Then he starts having fun. But I see you obeying. I said, I see you obeying.
Amen.
I said, I see you obeying.
Amen.
I said, I see you obeying.
Amen.
Just obey. Just obey. Listen, God has not given us pastors to dictate to us. That is not the role of pastors. In Jeremiah 3:15 and 16, he gave pastors according to his own heart who would feed the people with knowledge and whatever. That's if he's a good pastor, and I don't think I'm a bad pastor. Yeah, it's true. I'm not trying to blow my horn. I'm not a bad pastor. Or you think I'm a bad pastor? You can send me a private email. Yeah, you can ask my wife. Many times I don't even want people to. I'm very private. And I don't like, sometimes my wife says it's a sign of pride. And I'm learning. I don't want people telling you, meet me, you want to carry my bag. No, no, please. You want to come to my house? I don't even want people to even come. No. I say things to people later on, they say, look, Reverend, thank you for letting me know this and telling me to do this. Look at how blessed. I can't even remember I even said it to you. The time that I said, I'm just a relay point. I just say things as God. Because God just wants to bless people. I take no credit for it in any way. Yeah. You saw Makaria sitting here. Yesterday she was at a place singing. Is it not so? You want to minister again? These invitations are coming from all over. Come here. Come to Jamaica. Come this. It's the same person. She stands here and people don't even recognize that somebody is singing. Yeah. As she walked in here, I'll show you a picture. For security reasons, I can't show you the picture. Just last night, people were clapping, jumping, happy. They met her with flowers at the car park. Right in Delaware, a church. Significantly big church. She sang and preached to people, laid down some fallings and deliverances, and they said, Percy. And every time she's going, Reverend, speak a blessing over me. Yesterday I spoke a blessing, and this blessing, same thing happened. Wow. What did I tell you? That God would, what did I say?
You said, just go, God is going to glorify himself through you.
It's not my doing. It's God. I'm just working in my office. My office is just tell them what I tell you. Yes. When I saw her, I was driving. But this is what dropped in my mind. God will glorify himself. Go. Yeah. Give her a nice envelope size. Except when she came home and opened, she dropped. But in all her life, nobody has given her a gift like that. I'm even afraid to ask her how much. And don't tell me. Don't ever tell me. Even if I ask, don't tell me. Yeah? Listen, God wants to bless. You see, this is why I'm saying that as you are preaching salvation. Are you listening? This is why I'm saying that as you preach salvation, you'll be blessed. If you are trying to learn how to preach salvation, look at where we are now. We are blessed. Yeah. Listen, God wants to take you to a place that you have envelope that you open and you drop. Yes. That's where he wants to. But it comes through obedience. Yeah, it comes through obedience. I'm sure there are people sitting here right now that you know. You know that you know that you know that you know. That you know that you know. That you know. That if you look in the past, you will realize that there were certain things that you were told. That if you had obeyed, you would have been in a better place. Am I lying? You're an example. Yeah. She says, this lady, you see, she may be dancing, but she's a very special person in the church. I'm telling you. Yeah. The Lord has spoken to both Lady Pastor and I about her. She's special. And don't let your hair blow up. Yeah. And what she said that it's true. She knows it. She's plain and honest. Wow. I said, wow. Are we going to obey God?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's obey. Simple. Start self. Be a member of a self center. Just be a member. I mean, how difficult can this be? Be a member of a self center. Find your self center. Be a member. Have a meeting 1 hour. You don't know. You have no idea. You see, sometimes even these things, you don't know what you are building. You are building a Noah's Ark that will help you one day.
Wow.
Yes. One day, this same self-center, the people who would fast and pray for your situation one day. This same self-center, the people who would minister to your children one day. Yes. I have 2 sons, 2 teenagers. The greatest blessing in my life has been people that I have. God has raised up through me. Greatest blessing. Greatest blessing, because they are the pastors to my children. They are the people who tell my children, do this, and they do it. When I say do this, they see that you're all the time in short and crumpled t-shirt and eating and all sort of things, you know. Familiarity are certain. They are the, so I'm telling you that you don't know the Noah's Ark that you are building. One day in the midst of the floods, it is that which will keep you floating. Yeah. Wow. I think I've said enough about obedience, isn't it? All right. So we'll end here and read the other reasons. We did only three, but it is good enough in Jesus' name. Amen. Close your eyes this morning as we end. Close your eyes as we end. And just think about it. Think about all that has been said to you about obedience. Like the 10 lepers, God wants you to obey. God wants you to go show your fault. So, some of you, the only step you need to take now is just give yourself to Christ. That's all. Just receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The rest will follow. Give your life to Him. You've heard it many times, but stop on. I won't give my life to Christ today. I won't pray the prayer, sinner's prayer today. Some of you, what is required of you in terms of go show yourself to the high priest for the certificate of clearance? What you need to do, the next step, it's a little more commitment. That's all. I'm going to be more committed, Lord, to your things. I'm going to be more committed to the work of God. I'm going to be committed more to the things of God. I want to be committed. That is all God is asking of you. But with your head bowed, every eye closed, make that decision today. Determine in your heart that I won't fight God anymore. I won't fight God anymore. The Bible says the Spirit of God, He will not strive with man forever. There's a point God is going to leave you alone. Yeah, God will stop even harassing you, if you want to call it harassment. He's going to stop talking about that same thing with you over and over and over again. Take the opportunity whilst it exists and yield through obedience and see what God will do for you. With every head bowed, every eye closed, just pray that prayer quietly in your heart. And if you need help, I will help you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you are here today, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just lift up your hand quietly. You're here. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just raise your hand. Anybody? Don't look around, please. Make it easy. You're not sure about your salvation. You're not sure about where you would be if you were to die today. Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after that judgment, one day you will stand before God. And even what I'm saying will be a witness even against you that you heard. You want to give your life to Christ? Just slip up your hand gently. Number two, you are here, but you know that you are not what you ought to be in terms of even obedience, in terms of even commitment. There are things in your life that you are not obeying, but you want to say, I want to begin to obey. Want to rededicate yourself to Him, to a life of obedience. Just slip up your hand. Slip up your hand. I'll pray with you. It's different. Don't come to me after church. This is it. Lift up your hand now, or that's it. Want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pray for me. I was expecting hands, but I see no hands. See one hand? Anybody else? Anybody else? Because I know God has talked to me about specifics. I know. And I won't mention your name. I won't. Because I won't embarrass you. I will not embarrass you. But it's a choice. Obedience. It says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat, taste of the good of the land. It's a choice. God never forces us. So if you want me to pray with you this morning, just slip up that hand and I will pray with you. Anybody here? All right. I see that one hand. God bless you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's all say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your love for me, your everlasting love for me. your faithfulness, your commitment. I ask you this morning to forgive me. Forgive me for disobedience. Forgive me for not following through with instructions that you've given me. And I ask you this morning to cleanse me, wash me, sanctify me. Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to serve you. I want to love on you. I will love on you forever. Be my helper. In Jesus' name. Father, bless everyone here. And I pray that your continuous mercies will prevail over this church. Deliver us from harm's way. Deliver us, O God, from disobedience. Deliver me from disobedience as the leader here. May I always follow through and carry forth that which you want me to say to your people. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.